share in chapter 4, Mishnah 6. Kupa shi malei turmusin. If there's a basket full of lupins. Don't know what a lupin is, but he says over here it's a type of legume. Some type of legume. When the sunil soich mikveh, and he puts the whole basket with these legumes, he puts them inside the mikveh. Moishid yada v'noitel turmusin mitoche. And then he puts out his hand and he takes out one of the legumes out of the basket. So in this case, is the Mishnah Haim Toharim. These lupins, whatever they are, these legumes remain pure. And the reason being, so he also adds in here that they were in the water, didn't want them in the water, right? Either they were put there unintentionally or someone else put them there. But either way, when they were in the mikveh, so he didn't want them in the water. Now he takes them out of the mikveh and they're not susceptible to impurity because while they're in there, they're in the mikveh, and there's no intention. And when he takes them out, he doesn't want them to be wet or whatever, he's just taking them out. So in this case over here, they remain insusceptible to impurity. They're not susceptible to impurity. But if he takes the basket out of the water, if he takes the whole thing over there out the water, then those that touch the basket become ritually impure, susceptible to impurity, and the reason being that he wants the basket rinsed off. He wants the wet of the basket. So it suits the water that's touching the basket, that's water that he has intention for, and so that water can now make the legumes that are touching that water susceptible to impurity. Sha'ar kol ha-turmusim, but the rest of them, toirim, are not. The ones that are in the middle are not susceptible to impurity. Next case, tznoin shebemara. If he's got a radish that someone placed into the water, someone puts a radish into the mikveh, nida medichasoi, and a woman who's in nida, so she comes and she rinses off the radish inside the mikveh over there. It's a bit of a strange case. Vehutar, so that remains pure, and the reason being that it remains inside the mikveh, and once it's inside the mikveh, the connected water can't render it susceptible to impurity. But if she raises it out of the water, once it starts coming up out of the water, so now the part that's outside of the water is now detached by her intentionally, the water. So now it does become susceptible to impurity, the part that's out the water.